USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travelers are hitting the roads and skies for the 4th of July holiday weekend. This woman at Tampa International Airport on Wednesday was happy to get ahead of most of the crowds.
My younger children drove me in, and so we had a really easy trip here. Not a lot of traffic, which was surprising. We also left plenty of time to get here, so it was pretty smooth.
Edward Gallagher, the Navy SEAL, found not guilty of war crimes, but found guilty of taking a photo of himself with a dead ISIS fighter, was sentenced by a military panel to a reduction in grade, 4 months confinement that was already served, and 4 months partial pay. Gallagher tells Fox News he always knew the truth would come out.
They tried to frame me as a criminal from the get-go, but, you know, we knew the truth the whole time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As there have been more and more reports about serious overcrowding in Texas at border detention facilities, Chief Border Patrol Agent Aaron Hill tells Fox News.
We've said, we've told everyone time and time again, we were not designed for this. We've got people in, more people than we can accommodate. But that being said, we are ensuring that their health and safety needs are being met. It is unfortunate that they're overcrowded, but this is not a secret.
In economic news, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at the job creation numbers from the month of June.
Private payroll firm ADP says only 102,000 jobs were created by the U.S. economy last month, well below expectations. The government's report is out tomorrow.
In a tweet on Wednesday, President Trump is denying reports that the Department of Commerce is giving up on adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The president says the administration is absolutely moving forward and trying to get the question added. This as reports are out there that the forms are already being printed without the question. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A Capital Fourth, America's longest-running national TV event on Independence Day, returns for its 39th annual broadcast on PBS. This year's celebration will again be hosted by John Stamos, who will be performing with the Music Corps' Wounded Warrior Band.
To me, be able to play with the Wounded Warriors of Music Corps, this is going to be the heart of the show. I hear they're great musicians, and I always wanted to go visit the vets in the hospitals and celebrate them and honor them. And now doing it in a musical sense is really exciting for me to go and play with some of these musicians and then to get to bring them on stage at the Capitol Fourth with hundreds of thousands of people watching live and also millions at home is, I don't want to overhype it for myself, but I think it's going to be one of the greatest moments of my career.
There's been a recall alert on packaged fresh veggies. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us what to look for.
Growers Express says that the products include packaged varieties of butternut squash, cauliflower, zucchini, and a butternut squash veggie bowl. They're being recalled because of a possible listeria contamination. The products originated at a Growers Express facility in Biddeford, Maine. They were sold under the brand names Green Giant Fresh, Growers Express, Signature Farms, and Trader Joe's.
Thank you, Wendy. And if you are traveling this 4th of July holiday, please remember you can take USA Radio News with you by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.